Hey, welcome to my channel. And I apologize for yesterday. So normally on Mondays I do the show, but my guest from Monday was went away and came back ill. And lost his voice. So that was unfortunate. So I'm just coming on this morning, as you can see. I'm a little under the weather and I hate coming on like this because I've got a little bit of a froggy voice and hopefully it clears up soon. And it's going to be a beautiful day today in Toronto. I mean, it's the beginning of March and we've been seeing such great weather. It's supposedly going to be 17 degrees today. So I'm so excited for that. Of course, us Canadians get excited for warmer weather. So, I wanted to come on and remind you about, not remind you, but just let you know that the Bank of Canada announcement for interest rates is going to be tomorrow. And so rumor has it, nothing's going to change. They may shock us, who knows, but that's what most of the economists are saying, that nothing's going to change. And, it will remain the same, and they're probably not looking to start cutting rates till the summer, like June-ish. Now, what's been happening around here? Like, it's really a weird market. Everyone knows. Like, I guess we're all feeling the same because it's a really weird market. You know, in some areas we're seeing a lot of activity, and we're also seeing that people are getting multiple offers on smaller homes, like freehold towns, smaller detached. But we're also seeing condos remaining on the market. Even though the inventory of condos have declined, we're still seeing those remain on the market. Now, what do we expect? I think it's going to be a robust real estate market. Although I think people are also being a little unrealistic. Like, for example, I think people don't understand when they're pricing homes and how that works. So I was looking at this new subdivision, right? And we've been watching all the homes, and that area is getting so flooded with new homes coming on. Like, they barely started building, and there was like 11 homes on the market. So when you take a look at all that have closed in the area, I'll give you an example. Let's say something closed for 1.4, right? Or 1. Whatever. Let's say 1.4. It's whatever. That's kind of what they bought it brand new. They closed at 1.4. But then it's a little strange when people start asking you for, like, as a price, when they start actually saying they are listing it for like 2.1. That's $600,000 difference. Like, I don't know. Are you not paying attention to the market? Like, it's $600,000 difference. You've got all these places that closed at 1.4. How do you think your appraisal will come in any higher? I think there's a little apprehension. Not everyone is buying those properties. Some of these people have closed on it because it's either you close or you lose your money, right? But they're still hoping to hit and get. But I think if they had put in a little more reasonable price, they probably would get people, putting in offers or wanting to buy the property. But you know, when you do the math on that amount for your mortgage payments, like, it's a lot of money. But most importantly, if you can't appraise it, then you're going to have to bring that extra money to the table, and not everyone has that money sitting around. Now, some people may go to the bank of mom and dad or grandma, and they might have money to put down. But it's a really strange market, and like, we there's I mean, strange in the sense that it's all over the map. So we have something on the market, or we are looking at buying. Like, I'm literally pulling numbers weekly for my clients, or even every couple of days, because if they see something and we go out to see them, and every few days I'm pulling the stats to make sure that they're, not overpaying, they're within, what they're really looking to pay, and there's some rationale to it. Not everyone, can come up with all of that extra money on closing day, right? So I also feel there's a disconnect with people. Like I don't know, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned and old school, but like I don't think people understand how much like 1 million or 2 million is. Like when they're talking about 2 million on a house, I almost get nervous, but they talk about it like it's like change. So I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have, 2 million's a lot of money, right? Especially when you have a mortgage. So yeah, so it's crazy. So that's what's going on. How you guys been doing? What's going on in your neck of the woods? I know I have Chris from Greenville. What's going on in your market, Chris? Like, what's going on in the Carolinas? And I have, who else do I have? Have Manny on, but he's not well. He's losing his voice like me, so we're gonna have to reschedule our yesterday's like our show. But it'll be interesting to see today what happens. If there's no announcement, will people still kind of start getting a little crazy? I can tell difference on how many people come. Yeah, people will be waiting on the interest rates to go down for sure. I think they've been expecting, but I think people out here, they said five, but I think they're saying maybe only three by the end of the year, or two, so half, or 0.75. It's still pretty high out here, so it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few days. I can tell just with how many the activity on my site, when people start to look and how they start to get back on the site. Like I'll have people not looking for 90 days, and then they're back again to look, or they've taken a break for like some time, and as soon as there's some indication about the interest rates, and they're all back again on my site. So it's interesting to see nevertheless. Yeah, it's gonna be a good year. I know that at some point this year is gonna get it's gonna be a good year, and things will get a bit normal, a bit. I think abnormal keeps us on our toes. Anyways, I don't want to take much more of your time. I wanted to just jump on and, apologize, because I actually thought I would get on yesterday and do a show anyways, but I was not feeling too good. And next week, I have actually, guess who I have? He's on today. I have Door Media on next week, so I'm so excited. And the week after that, I have a mortgage. And then the week after that, not the week, 2 weeks after that, we're gonna reschedule with Manny, the mortgage guru. And yeah, so if you're looking for me to unpack a topic, feel free to reach out and just say, hey, I'd love to hear more about whatever your topic, your question is. I know there's lots of information available online. Not all of it is true. So just be mindful about when you're reading, what you can sift through and what's true and what's not so true. Actually, before I go, I wanted to talk about, they were talking about this first-time home buyer program that has been discontinued. And that the federal government had this, it was about 5% if you bought a new or resale property, it was a good program, but I think it was a little complicated. But I don't think that's the reason why the program didn't work out. Quite frankly, it was a lot of the banks didn't want to actually participate. I felt like for some of my first-time home buyers, every time we brought this up, most of the banks out there didn't want to participate in the program. So it was really hard for, so I think that's one of the reasons why the program flopped, because they're not talking about that piece. But I think that's the main reason, because I think if someone was giving, like someone's giving a first-time home buyer 5%, although it was kind of ridiculous too, because it was like to a max of 120,000, the two people have to have an income of 120,000, and you can only buy four times that amount, so 480. You can't buy anything for 480. You can't even get a condo, maybe a shoebox in Toronto for that amount. So I think that's the second reason. But even when you could get maybe a small little place, some of the lenders were not, I wouldn't say lenders, but I think it's more the banks that were not wanting to participate in it. Yeah, so they're getting rid of that, but hopefully they'll come up with something better. You know, yeah, well, you had to return the money. I'm a firm believer, like, you shouldn't be getting handouts. Like, if you take a loan, you'd pay interest. So this was a good option. Maybe they'll think about it some more and come up with a better way or a better program. Who knows? Anyhow, I'm going to let you go. Once again, my name is Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group Tower in Toronto. Hope you have a fabulous day. I'm going to try and enjoy the 17 degree weather that we're going to have today. And until next week, I'll see you then. Take care. Bye.